The KM Community Podcast, bringing you stories from Kent's communities every week.
Hello and welcome to the KM Community Podcast. I'm your host Oliver Kemp, and over the coming months I'll be bringing you the stories and important issues from communities all over the county. If you have a story you think needs to be told, just use the hashtag KM Community on Facebook or Twitter, or you can email me at okemp@thekmgroup.co.uk. This week, sex education in schools has been a hotly contested issue over the past few years. The UK government has decided that relationships and sex education would become compulsory in all schools in England from 2020. The current guidelines have not changed since 2000 and don't take into account a fast-changing world which includes issues such as cyberbullying, LGBTQ+ issues and consent. What does sex education need to look like in schools today? To discuss this, I'm joined by Anna McGovern, who is 18 years old and chair of the Medway Youth Council. Anna is bravely making the issues of consent and sexual violence a personal campaign focus after suffering from sexual violence herself in the past.
The KM Community Podcast.
Anna, welcome to the KM Community Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
What was it that spurred you on to become so heavily involved in local politics, especially as someone who hasn't even finished their A-levels yet?
Yeah, exactly. So last year, when I was in year 12, I attended the Medway Youth Council's annual conference, which is focusing around knife crime and what we could do in the community to make it not as prevalent. And I think seeing that really inspired me because it was completely run by young people and it was overseen by a former chair, Thomas Baldock. And I think seeing that sort of made me think I'd like to do something like that. So I decided to join the Medway Youth Council and I'm now the chair, which is something I'm incredibly fortunate to sort of have that position to make a difference. And I think what really inspired me was in particular going to the Children Young People's Overview and Scrutiny Committee at the Medway Council. The first time I went, I was just an audience member and I was seeing, you know, Conservative and Labour councillors sort of discussing issues with the focus on young people and what they could do to make it, you know, more of a difference. And I think seeing that really inspired me to sort of have my say and sort of, you know, represent young people, sort of say these are the issues in Medway. And I was given a position as a non-voting member of the Children Young People's Overview and Scrutiny Committee alongside my other MYP in the council, and it's just a really inspiring position to have. And I think being so heavily involved in local politics really sort of opens your eyes to all the issues in the community, and it's something I'm really passionate about.
You feel like quite connected then now to the things that are happening around you, because you know you do have a position of responsibility.
Exactly.
to young people in
Medway. Yeah, and sort of seeing that all, I can sort of, you know, have that, you know, I have the sort of responsibility to sort of represent young people and make a difference. And being so closely connected with councillors, you sort of can't avoid local politics. But it's something I personally find really interesting.
Tell us a bit about your focus as chair. Like, what does it look like? Are you supporting other people's kind of campaigns and things like that?
Yes, exactly. And that's something that I really want to put forward this year, because we have so many young people in our council that are very passionate about particular issues in the community, such as mental health and homelessness. And I think as chair, I sort of want to enable them to bring their own campaigns forward, and we can support them in doing that. So if there was anyone who had a campaign idea that they really wanted to push forward, we can support you in doing that. And that's something I particularly want to achieve this year.
So, and alongside supporting other people's campaigns, you have your own kind of campaign that you're focusing on too,
yeah,
don't you?
So as a member of UK Youth Parliament for Medway, we are heavily encouraged to sort of run our own campaign, and I decided to run a campaign on raising awareness of sexual violence in the community, because it is actually a very critical issue, but not many people are very aware that it is. And personally, as a survivor of this myself, it's something that's very personal to me, and it sort of makes me more inspired to make that difference, which is why I decided to run my campaign on that.
And I imagine there are a lot of people who, if they'd had that kind of, you know, horrendous experience, would want to bury it, maybe not want to talk about it. You've been quite vocal about what you've suffered. Why do you think Why do you feel it's important to speak up and tell people about this experience?
I think it's really important because I think with survivors of these crimes, it can destroy you, and you sort of feel this sort of stigmatization that you can't speak about it, and you just feel you carry this shame. And I think I want to break down those barriers, particularly in my campaign. I've been to many youth centres and organisations across Medway and spoken to young people, and for some of them, it was their first time actually opening up about very personal issues in their life. And I think when you're sort of discussing these topics, it really does help you sort of, you know, build those conversations and sort of get people more aware. So if my experience can help other people, then I don't mind being open about it.
It must be quite a powerful thing for people who have gone through this kind of ordeal to know that they're not alone, and to know that there's people like yourself who are willing to stand up and go, this isn't okay and we need to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. I think when you're sort of sharing your experiences, making other people feel like they're not alone and they can, you know, they can make a difference instead of them holding on to their past and sort of feeling like they can never speak about what happened to them. They can actually make a difference if they speak out and sort of build up and open conversations with other people and not carry that shame.
And I know that as part of this campaign that you're starting, there's a few different things you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. And one of them is, I believe, is the equality of sex education in schools.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
So a few weeks ago, I went to the UK Youth Parliament annual conference alongside our other MYP for Medway, and I presented a motion to improve the quality of sex education in schools, because actually it is not great at the moment, because according to the Terence Higgins Trust Relationships and Sex Education report, 75% of young people were not even taught about consent. And this is something I highlighted in my speech when speaking to the MYPs, and when they responded to our speech, many of them said that they had not necessarily even received any kind of sex and relationships education in their schools. And I think if government hear that young people really want this to change and to be improved, then hopefully they'll listen and implement it.
Do you think consent is the most important thing when it comes to looking at improving the quality of sex education in schools?
Yeah, because I think with consent, it is sort of a very blurry area, and not many people may necessarily know what is consent, what isn't consent. And I think if schools sort of improve how they're delivering sort of their education and sort of saying, this is what consent looks like, this is what consent doesn't look like, then young people could be more clear. And then hopefully in the future, this may happen to less people.
Do you think that that sex education in schools has been slowly improving? I know that you, if you talk to someone who went to school maybe 10, 15 years ago, there was less of a focus on PSHE than there is now. Do you think there's still a way to go?
I definitely think there is a way to go. And I think 10, 15 years ago, it definitely wasn't the way it is today. But I still think it can be better, because I've spoken to young people who haven't even received any kind of sex and relationships education. Personally, I've been very lucky to access education that's been incredible and very supportive and enlightening, but not other young people have been necessarily as lucky as I have been. So I think if it's improved across the whole UK, hopefully all young people will be able to access it.
And that sounds like quite a big challenge, but
yes, exactly. But hopefully we will get there.
Just, do you think that there will be any pushback from that? Because some parents might not want their children to be exposed to this kind of harsh reality, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. There's some parents who don't exactly want their, you know, younger children to sort of be exposed to that kind of education, and some of them have even ruled out their children from accessing it completely. But I think that's wrong, because I think as long as it's sort of conducted in a way that's appropriate for different age groups, then it can be done right. But I think if it's taught at a young age, hopefully they'll grow up with these sort of morals and values that you know, knowing what consent is, knowing what is and what isn't okay to do and to conduct yourself, and sort of what a healthy and unhealthy relationship means. I think if they sort of grow up with these values, in the future, it could actually make such a huge difference. So I think as long as the education they're receiving is age appropriate for, you know, different year groups and things like that, then I think everyone should access it.
Well, how early are we actually talking then with that? Because surely we, in terms of making things age appropriate and talking about consent, there's certain things that children would have to understand what consent actually means, right?
Yes, exactly. But I think you can start it at a very young age, but do it in a way that's sort of fun, and you don't have to necessarily go into huge detail, but you can sort of start introducing themes such as what is a healthy relationship, what's an unhealthy relationship, things like that. You don't necessarily have to go into, you know, the really detailed information at such an early age. It can be conducted in an age appropriate manner, so then when they're older and more, you know, mature to, you know, sort of process more serious information, then that can happen. But I think as long as it's sort of conducted in a way that's age appropriate for all groups, I think it definitely should happen, and I think all young people should have access to it.
Do you think having a good sex education network and framework in schools is enough, though? Do you think that there's maybe too much onus on the schools and not on the parents? Because, you know, it might be good enough to have age appropriate sex education throughout the year groups up until you leave school. But if you don't have that that idea of healthy relationships in your own family life, arguably could be said it's putting quite a lot of strain on the schools to deliver that education.
Well, I think schools should have a right to sort of deliver not only the academic education that sort of comes from textbooks, but I also think they should have sort of a curriculum that prepares young people for life and, you know, really uphold those skills going forward. But I also think that parents should also, you know, do their bit to make sure that young people are aware of serious issues such as this. So I think there are things that they could do at home, such as sort of maybe open conversations and things like that to their children, and sort of you know, sort of reinforce the message of what is and what isn't okay. So I think it's sort of like a 50-50 balance between schools making sure they're delivering this and parents sort of reinforcing the message.
So then is it partly about educating the parents too then?
Yeah, I think parents could be more open to this, especially the ones that aren't necessarily open to their, you know, younger children necessarily accessing it. I think if all parents were on board and make sure that what they're, you know, the sort of message they're giving to young people is conducted in an age appropriate manner depending on the age of the child, because obviously there is some information that might not necessarily be appropriate for a younger child, but as long as that's conducted in an age appropriate manner, then I think they should all be doing it, and parents should sort of be reinforcing that message as well.
So are we talking about a curriculum overhaul then on preparing children and young adults for life as an adult and understanding consent and all these kind of things? Do you think it's a case of actually looking at the whole curriculum going, we need to completely change this, we need to, you know, conduct a few surveys, we need to come up with a robust framework in which to start delivering this out nationwide?
I think they are, I don't think it's necessarily about changing the curriculum per se, but I think there are things that schools are doing good as well. But I think the sort of message is to improve on it and see what they can do, you know, nationwide, because obviously, like I said, there are some young people who don't even have access to this, and some schools do things differently. So I think as long as everyone's, you know, sort of doing what they should be doing, it's not necessarily about an overhaul of the curriculum, but sort of seeing what parts of it can be improved and what parts are doing well.
And I guess part of that is finding out from the young people themselves exactly what they think about these issues as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it would be interesting if some surveys went out and sort of see what young people think about different aspects of the curriculum in itself, and sort of see what do they think's going well and what could be improved. So hearing from them would probably be quite interesting, actually.
And what's interesting is that you yourself are putting together a survey focused on sexual violence to schools across Medway, aren't you?
Yeah, so in September I'm hoping to bring forward a survey which will be sent to all schools about you know, the topic of sexual violence and, you know, issues revolved in it, and sort of get young people's feedback on different issues, because all of this is going to be highlighted in a finalised report. And I sort of hope to use it as a kind of resource for decision makers in the community and, you know, members of staff that work with young people, just to see what young people think on what is a healthy relationship, what isn't one, what does consent actually mean, just sort of highlight highlighting that information, and this will be available online for everyone to access. So hopefully this will really act as a resource in the community and help other people be more aware.
And how have you gone about getting this survey across to all the schools in Medway?
So far I've spoken to Medway Labour and had a meeting with Vince Maple, who was incredibly helpful, and they've agreed to help me sort of reach all schools and push this survey forward. However, I would love to work with all councillors from all different parties that would be interested. So really we're going to be pushing this forward in schools. We're going to be contacting them all and see if they can get their young people, whether it's an assembly or a student council, to fill out the survey, and so we can sort of see that feedback from what young people think, and then we can sort of start highlighting what the issues are.
And it's hopefully, as you say, going to give you a snapshot of young people's understanding of sexual relationships and sexual violence in Medway. And if it's going to be a resource, what kind of things do you think that you might build off of the top of that? What kind of things might you be able to do with that information?
I think once we have the information, I can then continue to sort of go into youth centres and say, this is what you thought about this. Maybe tell me more about why you said that. And sort of I can use that to sort of speak to young people and sort of, deliver the right message. And I think not only for myself, but like for other people as well. If they're doing work with young people, they might find it useful to have some statistics to back it up. So this isn't just for me, this is for the whole community to sort of use and, act as a resource for everyone.
So a lot of what you're doing, Anna, is making sure that young people are engaged in local issues, but having their voice heard, and they're becoming a much more integral part of our community. And tell us a bit about the Make Your Mark ballot, because it feels like that's a fairly integral part of what you're trying to do.
Yes, and it's particularly integral in the Medway Youth Council. This is something really, really trying to drive forward. But the Make Your Mark ballot voting is 10 issues highlighted from the UK Youth Parliament annual conference, put on a ballot vote, and young people across the UK will have the opportunity to vote on a UK-wide, a devolved issue and a local issue they're particularly passionate about. And all of these results will come in and it will go towards the British Youth Council, who will then choose which issues were the most popular across the whole UK. And then these will be debated in Parliament on the green benches, where all MYPs will attend and sort of debate the issues that young people care about most. So it's really ensuring that all young people have the say to sort of bring forward what they care about. And last year in Medway, we managed to achieve over 10,000 Make Your Mark votes across the whole community, which was an incredible achievement for us. And it was an 100% turnout increase. So it was particularly more of an achievement for us in the community. And this is something we would really like to encourage for this year in particular. So once again, we will be in contact with all schools, youth centres and organisations, and ensuring that all young people have the opportunity to have their say and sort of get the issues they care about most put forward to Parliament.
That's great. And what kind of issues were raised last year? What did the young people of Medway want to achieve last year?
So last year, I believe it was things like knife crime, homelessness, votes to 16. Those themes sort of came up, and then it was debated in Parliament. And then as a result of that, a campaign is sort of created to tackle these issues. And this year, the themes include a curriculum to Paris for Life, which is what my motion comes under. So that was an incredible achievement. And also Vote 16 came up again, themes such as welcome refugees. All of these are on the ballot and available for everyone to vote on. These were the issues that young people cared about most. And then you have the opportunity to sort of vote about which issue you want to see debated in Parliament.
So when young people of Medway start voting this time round for the Make Your Mark ballot, you've got this big sex education, sexual violence campaign going on. Presumably you hope that lots more people will decide to vote about improving sex education based on the awareness that you're hoping to bring to the community.
I'd definitely like to see this debated in Parliament. I think this is an issue so many young people are passionate about. But what I would encourage personally is for young people to care about, to vote about the issue they care about most. Obviously, this is something I'd love to see young people vote on. But my biggest, ask is for them to sort of look at the ballot and think, which issue do they feel most passionate about, and sort of vote on that. And then hopefully, the issue that gets the most votes will be debated in Parliament. So I would love to see this debated in Parliament, obviously, because it's something a bit more personal to me. But I would definitely encourage all young people in Medway to vote about the issue they care about most. So to really think about, on the ballot, which one would you like to see debated in Parliament?
Well, Anna, good luck on the rest of your campaign, and thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
The KM Community Podcast, bringing you stories from Kent's communities every week.